The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Ranella Mazda. From their family to yours. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think.
Happy Friday afternoon, family. Loving your company on this beautiful day here in this beautiful city of Adelaide. Big 2 hours to come. If Triple M rocks footy, the Rush Hour rocks Adelaide. That's a no-brainer. And the man then who rocks the world because of that is Andrew Juice Newton Black Rhino Jarman. G'day, Jar.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. What a beautiful day. We live in the best place on earth. Oh, no, I say it all the time, Lou, but just gorgeous today. Gorgeous.
Loving what you're serving up, Adelaide. Keep on delivering. Of course, tomorrow too, it's going to be a cracking day. Yes. Sunday, not so much. Tell you what, though.
Where do we start?
Where do you start? Well, I know where I start. Friday is date night in my house, so I want a really quick, short, sharp and shiny show. And a man who knows that better than most is Tommy Rockcliffe.
Yeah,
Port Adelaide's Rocky. Brand new recruit. He spoke about it yesterday. If you haven't caught it on the catch up, triplem.com.au. That man right there.
He asked you for some advice.
If we had spare change, we'd be locking him away for life.
These boys are going to you, mate, about date night.
Yeah, I'm telling
you're
them.
You're the godfather of date night.
Go by feel. That's all I'll tell the boys out there. Big shout out to Paddy Ryder.
Yeah.
The old citizen's arrest.
Paddy.
Nailed one. Yeah. We can have a laugh now because everybody is okay.
Yeah, but
had him with family, but not what you want going on there. And tell you what, though, but well done. Chased him down.
Yep. At least he's got some good leg speed, old Paddy.
I tell you what. I mean, Gramble, get. Tred's car is coming in a little later on, too. Sent me a little text about that. He says he got suspended, though. It was high. And a deliberate act.
Is this Tred's humour?
Yeah, it was. Which I didn't think was too bad for Tred's. A little
bit. Get that out of channel.
A little MRP number. I said, Tred, you should probably lock yourself in a little bit of 5 to 6 with Tred's. Just a quick tight 5 to lighten things up before
and
the
hour
news.
With Tred's.
Yeah, no, just a 5 minute. Shit. Just a little warm up. You know,
yeah, right.
Tred's in Montreal. A comedy festival.
Have we got any other big names on this
we
show?
We certainly haven't. And Friday's a great day to get involved. Chris Judd.
Right.
Judge Judd is going to join us just after 4 o'clock. And we're going to touch base with one of the greats.
Oh, he's one of our best callers.
He's one of our best. He's returning to Saturday night on Channel 7 Football, James Brayshaw.
Brilliant.
JB's going to join us around about 4:30 to talk through all things footy and everything else that's going on in his world. The worst on ground votes are in as well. They're locked away. Current leaderboard, Jars, has tried to smudge it, but we know it's 26.
I think it's 28.
Yeah, 28. I'm on 10. Murphy, you're on 8. Others are on 4. As I said, TAB Sports Bet have already paid out on that. So
and can I say congratulations to young Lockie Murphy playing his first game for the Adelaide Crows.
Outstanding.
Right. It's obviously a late call-up due to the injury to Tommy Lynch. So
and
well
you would
done.
Have heard it here first, too, that Tommy Lynch was not going to play. Pretty much like you would have heard it here first. Guess what? That protected zone was going to be red hot last night, wasn't it?
Well done, Lou.
And we're going to talk about it next. What a game of footy. 90-odd thousand people opened up the season last night.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Season 2018 kicked off with a massive, massive bang last night, Jars, at the MCG. Issues with crowd getting into, unbelievable. 90,000 and change.
The game's alive and well, Lulu.
Oh, isn't it? 26-point win to the Tigers. Yep. Blues jumped out, kicked the opening 5 goals, and it looked like an upset was going to be more than possible. Three big issues out of the night. Let's deal with them in order of importance.
Okay.
Number one, Carlton shorts.
Yeah, honestly. That's the biggest issue going in footy.
I'm telling you right now, nappy sand, the laundry gags were going left, right and centre throughout. I mean, that grey, there is nowhere for the meat and three veg
not
to hide.
All. Not at all.
You might as well be wearing a chiffon see-through number. Jar.
And those vents on the bum cheeks. What's going on there?
As luck would have it, Chris Judd joins us just after 4 o'clock. Juddy is a director of football at Carlton.
I'm going to ask
him exactly what is going on with those shorts.
Where's the white traditional white shorts?
Geez, they're a distraction.
They're terrible.
And
I'm sorry.
It's like someone's trying to be trendy and rip the pockets off a pair of denim shorts. You know, and gone for a little bit of shading.
Got mixed up in the wash.
All right.
Anyway.
Second big issue.
Right.
And I forewarned this on this show that the 10-metre protected zone was going to be red hot.
Right.
And was it red hot?
Yes,
they were going berserk. Have a listen to the umpires having a field day with players encroaching on the protected zone.
Finds an opportunity here with Fisher and the 50. Might have been the infringement of the 10-metre zone at the back. Player on the right. Is he within range?
50 metres.
He is now. Things have slowed a bit.
50 metres.
That was McIntosh. Yep. Protected zone again. I love the way he's presenting up. There's another one. There's another. Was that the player? That was Caddy. Now, I thought he was more than 10. Kerno now. Can he kick his fifth? Yes, he can.
I think we get the message there. Let's bring it up.
Evan, where they sit.
It was going all night. So the umpires have released a statement today via the AFL and suggesting we have determined that in two of these five instances, the 50-metre penalty was incorrectly paid and one other was a marginal call.
Yeah.
Dimmer, Damien Hardwick. Yeah. Was happy with the result as long as it stays consistent throughout the opening round. Yes, and I'm suggesting happy because the Tigers got up and
won. Well, that's exactly right.
Blues got four goals.
Out of it.
Yeah. Would have been a different story, I think, had the Tigers been beaten.
Lou, these players know this rule because it was in place last year.
And it was sent out. I told you. I read it in the paper.
You did. You were the first one to hit it on the head before the ball was bounced. But do these players listen? Do they read? Do they get instructed? Does the coach tell them, boys?
You know what it's like. Even in our day, the memo would come through of what's hot.
Absolutely.
The rule of the week. There is a memo every single week. I couldn't believe it as it unfolded. I'm going, what is going on out there? All right. 1-3-3-5-3-2. Jump in on the conversation here, family. Jump on Twitter. Get your thoughts on that. As well as...
Righto.
Brand new stuff from Seven last night. Catching up with the umpires at half time to explain... certain situations, and what a great night in theory to have the umpire, given there was a couple of contentious holding the ball, sort of throwing numbers, plus the protected zone. Right. Here's BT and Bruce crossing on down. This is where it all started.
Let's go to Brett Roseberry. Brett, 372 games, but these are special, aren't they, before crowds like this?
Oh, yeah, it's always great to umpire in the MCG, but round one, full house, it's an amazing atmosphere out here, Bruce.
Hey, Brett, you enjoying this?
It's great.
Macca dropped out of special early.
Didn't he? No.
And BT's was a question about the night itself. Yeah. Brett Roseby thought it was about being grilled at halftime under the spotlight.
He did too.
He tries to explain, or does to explain, what the 10-metre protected zone was.
Yeah, definitely. So 10-metre protected area, either side of the player with the ball, so the player can move the ball quickly and the game flows. So that is a focus for the umpires this year.
Brand new. What do you think?
Nah, cringeworthy. Yeah, uncomfortable. The umpires don't need the extra pressure. You know, I thought they umpired very, very well last night. I reckon just leave them alone. Don't add extra pressure by getting them on the TV.
Because
they don't need it. We don't need it.
There was the issue of a Daisy Thomas handball, which was unorthodox.
Saw that.
He was leaning back and it was out of the front of the hand. Technically, one hand has to have control of the ball when it gets hit out of Macca, Bruce called it as a throw in the telecast. In the end... and it was a free kick done as a throw, but it showed that he actually hit it. It just shows how hard it is to actually cross on down. Oh, I think we're creating greater issues.
Leave him alone.
And more stress.
Yeah, exactly.
To be able to ask them.
No, but, I didn't like it, Luke. I don't think Channel... But Channel 7, they'll stick with it.
Well, they like it because they get to go inside of the inner sanctum and see what they're thinking. But to explain your policy on the run,
what do you think?
I was a bit like you. I was a bit cringeworthy. I thought he looked a little uncomfortable, Brett Roseberry, and he's done a lot of footy. 1-3-3-5-3 family, just your thoughts on last night. You can start with the shorts. Jeez. You can get on the umpires and the crossing down at halftime. What about a protected zone? Do we need one? Have you got one?
Should it be the 50 or the 25-metre penalty?
Well, is it too harsh a penalty? I mean, a lot of people through Twitter last night going, such a big price to pay when you've got no intent, Jars, no intent on actually getting the guy with the ball, have you? Because you're just cruising, chasing tail.
And I agree. Yeah. And we've got some good prizes too, haven't we, Sean?
Absolutely. Tickets to the Adelaide United game, instant scratch, that's $100 worth.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a buzz. Protected zone. Too harsh a penalty? Carlton short. I mean, any idea what those things on the back are? Price for that, if you can get that.
It's the rush hour.
Do you like to hear him from the umpires?
Jars and Louis. 104.7 Triple M. 10 minutes. Well, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Season opener didn't disappoint last night, Jars. Carlton and Richmond played an absolute
terrific game of footy
on
Luke.
Thursday night. Yep. Footy. A couple of issues to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton's new shorts, which they're calling hashtag shortgate.
Mm-hmm.
The protected zone was a little hot last night. Boys didn't quite get the memo. AFL admitted two of them were wrong and one was a little bit iffy. And, of course, the brand new, I suppose, taking us inside places we can't get to was the halftime chat with the Channel 7 commentary team and Brett Roseberry, one of the leading umpires on the night. Your thoughts on it all, family? 1-3-3-5-3, jump on Twitter.
Luke from North Haven. G'day, Luke. Give us your thoughts, my friend.
Boys, love the show. Love the family.
Beautiful.
Let's face it. The umpires are officials. They're not there as stars of the game. We watch the boys that kick the football to do that. They need to... get rid of the advertising on the umpires. They need to get them back. They don't need to put them on the TV as they're doing at the moment. They're a part of the game, pay them professionally, but this is just going way over the top in the wrong way.
Yeah, good call, Lukey. I think.
Well done, Luke. Prize, please.
Absolutely. $100 of instant scratchets. Play your cards right with a new Solitaire instant scratchets. How about that?
Thanks, Luke.
See you, champ.
Cheers, guys.
Rob from Prospect. G'day, Rob.
Yep, how you going?
Robbie, your take?
Yeah, agree totally with what Luke just said. Look, the umpires have got a hard enough gig now. The less we see them, the better. Like in other sports, tennis, swimming, rugby, whatever, we don't want to make them rock stars. Mm. They want to be rock stars, but the less you see them, the better. When you watch a game and you think, gee, the umpires hardly notice them, you realise they've done a good job.
Absolutely.
Bringing them up, you know, the game's about the players. When you two guys play, we want to see you guys. We just don't want to hear about these guys. I mean, they might be nice guys, and I tried to umpire once. I did a shit job.
Yeah.
They do their best they can, but we don't want them up there on the pedestal.
Robbie, what about this then? So you get asked a question about a contentious decision, it could actually damage your confidence.
Mm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like to admit on national TV that I might have got something wrong. And what happens if one of the commentators becomes a dog with a bone and keeps going and pushing you? All of a sudden, you're in there trying to defend yourself. Not a great headspace to do your second half's work in.
No, exactly.
Nice, mate.
And with commentators, I don't know, what do you guys think of Bruce these days?
Oh, he's still the best in my book since Dennis retired. Think? Yeah. Well, you got concerns about the great man?
Well, I have, I think. I just think he's past the use-by date a little bit.
All right. Well, keep an eye on that one, Robbie.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Yep.
Appreciate your call.
Still much love there, Rob. Brenton of Dublin. G'day, Brenton.
How you going? Love the show.
Shortsgate.
About the shorts, yes. It was a design by Sev back when he was playing for the Blues. He used to wipe his hands on a different bit of fabric so he didn't have dewy hands when he kicked the footy.
Yeah, I'm liking just a little cloth number. Bit of terry toweling on the back of on the afterburners.
What about the vents on the old bum cheeks there, Brent? I didn't know what was going on there.
Oh, they needed every bit of help they could get to beat the Richmond last night, so... Mark, and that's what it was.
Brenton, seeing you're the reigning expert on this, can I just throw an idea at you? My idea is it's very much thrown off the back of the cooling systems, and it's to do with the plums. Because in 2 hours of elite running, you get very, very hot, and you've got to be able to cool the nuts down.
Because they wear jock straps, do they?
Well, they don't. They're wearing boxers and Speedos, and though they're like a vent at the back, that they cool, they let the hot air out and the cool air in. A bit like a car system. Remember the old letterbox on top of your car? So the cool air comes in to keep the engine cool.
Right.
So what you'll find next week is a couple of slits down the front of their thighs. That'll let the cool air in, cool down the plums, and let the hot air get out the back.
So how many vents does the big Casbolt need there?
Levi.
He's a big boy.
I tell you what.
He'll need four vents.
You remember those old plastic streamers that you used to put across your kitchen door to keep the flies out back in the day? That'll be Levi shorts next week because those things, right now, if you touch them... Third-degree burns. We want to buy a footy team. TripleM.com.au. Keep your registrations coming in. Some fantastic stuff coming our way, Jars, across our desk. Really need someone who's on the cusp.
Not far away.
Yeah. I mean, we want to come down and we're going to inject cash. We're going to make things possible. It's going to be a financial earn in it for your club. Don't worry about that. But also what you'll get is the elite practice.
Think of the Dallas Rossi. Cowboys exactly. type franchise.
Jerry Jones. There he is right That's there. I'm sitting next to Jerry Jones.
Hold on, Jerry.
We're going to build you a $1 billion stadium. We're going to have this play out of it. We're going to have cheerleaders. We're just going to bring the show. every second week at home, we'll bring the show.
Our boys,
I promise you.
Our boys will go on a bus when they play away.
Elite mental training. It'll be required. Yep. You name it. All that stuff. TripleM.com.au. You want JNL. That's what we're running with. You want JNL, the rush hour to own your team. You get involved right now at TripleM.com.au.
It's the rush hour with Jars and Louis.
Is that good, Jerry, for you? Jerry Jarman.
$1 billion, eh?
What are they worth?
On Triple M's rush hour, it's time for our favourite Warren. Because our Warren.
I've got a good
team. Yeah, the Port Adelaide Premiership skipper joins us. Welcome, Treads.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Champ.
Right, let's talk about tonight. Friday night footy. Essendon taking on the Adelaide Crows. No Tom Lynch now. No Taylor Walker. Throwing a few others as well, like Charlie Crouch. Cameron, Jake Lever, Brody Smith, Crouchy,
Greenwood.
There's a few out and there's a fair few goals missing as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the challenge for Adelaide too. Their midfield has been boosted by Gibbs coming in.
Yep.
I think Jacob's still one of the best ruckmen around, so they'll get enough shots at the inside forward 50s. But Adelaide's strength the last three or four seasons has been their efficiency inside forward 50. Tom Lynch is vital to that. Jenkins now has to carry the can pretty much by himself as a senior big fella down there. Eddie Betts is still there. I worry how their pressure's going to go with Cameron not being in the team and the intercept mark with Lever. I think that's the one, even before any of those guys out, that they're going to have to replace more so than anything. And I think the Bombers will win.
Right.
I just look at Adelaide, I just think they've got too many out. And,
okay.
and as much as they want to send a statement, they're away from home, Bombers fast track, they get a couple of injuries, but I still think their additions have been pretty good as opposed to the guys they've lost out of their team in a few retirements.
Port Adelaide take on Freo Saturday. Twilight here at Adelaide Oval. The big three are all in, the recruits, Watsy, Mott Loppen, and of course Rockliffe, who is our new favourite here at the Rush Hour. Just what a
Rocky.
Character he is. He is magic. No Jack Humps though, Treads. Dougal Howard is the one squeezing him out.
Yeah, kept him out. And he can play tall and small. Humps, he can, but the difference is Dougal Howard's one of the quickest on the list. He is lightning for a big fella. And he can take that resting ruckman like they're going to throw Sandilands down there at some stage too. If you look at how the Dockers are going to play, they're not going to expose him 24-7 in the ruck. I still think, Humps is 24. He's young enough. He was, this time last year, he was their best defender. Now, Jonas was out of form the last previous couple of years. They had a few bits and pieces. They had Carlisle retire. He was the main man. It just proves if you're not performing or, like he has, had 2 years interrupted with hip surgery, then you're at risk of sliding out of the team. And I think it's a luxury Ken Hinckley's got.
Talk about performing, Dom Barry.
Yeah.
Deserves his spot.
This is the reason why they traded Impey.
Yeah.
Because they're paying Barry, base payments.
Yep.
Minimum as a kid who's just been drafted. Impey, Hawthorn are paying about $500,000. And this guy's a better kick. And he's an elite runner.
Yeah,
they reckon he's top three runner.
He's the V energy drink head. He's a better version of.
And runs and carries. And I really like the way he goes about it. And the good thing about Ken too, and I think the first few years under Kenny, he was very loyal to his players. And I'm not saying he's not now, but he's now got a stage where he's got so many guys fit. Bar Pittard and Bar Broadbent, everyone else is available.
A few blokes that are stiff.
There's a lot of blokes who aren't playing. Like Robbie Gray walks straight in. Amon's not in.
No.
I think Bonner going in halfback, and the word around him was he's really improved his defensive stuff, which Ken was knocking him on because they're going, hey, mate, you want to be in, you want to be able to do it all. All of a sudden, you look at their back line. They're all kids, Part Jonas. They're all blokes who are under 23, 24 years of age. But I don't mind that because they've all deserved their spot and their form's good.
Treads, did you like the protected zone?
Last night
we've spoken about it already.
Yeah, well, I saw your tweet last night. If it's reported in the paper, people are banging on about it.
Got told.
Clubs all got sat down and spoken to about it. Ken Hinckley's front of the media this morning at their open session, their last captain's run, goes, we know it's coming because we were told about it. You know my bit is? 6 weeks' time, I don't want to be talking about why it's dropped off.
Like last couple of seasons.
That's what happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
So stick to it.
There is a rule of the week, and you only got to watch Thursday or Friday night footy to catch up on it. It happens very, very
quickly.
It's
just unfortunate for the players playing who think, oh, geez, that's extra hot.
Time for a hypothetical.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. I've done some work, Jazz.
He loves a bit of fantasy treads in his world.
Okay.
Let's go.
Andrew Jarman.
Yes, sir.
Gil McLaughlin somehow is removed from his top position. You are now CEO. You've only got one day.
One day.
You got one thing you can do.
To make a decision?
Yep.
Reduce the competition down to 12 teams.
Who goes?
We'll sort that out later, but that's what I'm going to do
so
for the day.
So you're scrapping teams out of Melbourne?
Absolutely.
Well,
there's too many teams.
You're combining Queensland for starters.
I'm merging Queensland.
And Lulu. Gold Coast. Yep.
What about New South Wales?
Well, we've got to discuss that around the table, but definitely get it down to 12
teams.
You know
what I'd do?
Better quality football.
I've got another one, but I'd redistribute the talent out of GWS.
I'd shut down the Kangaroos.
And bone them out.
Well, like backyard stuff, you got a first pick.
Yep.
Bang, I'll take you. In the end, you go, we don't want him.
No, you know what you do? No more agreement from the players. Bad luck. Right. If we want to move you on and we think we can get a better deal, bye-bye. You're off to Sydney.
Right.
You're going to see Ross Lyon in Perth. Good luck.
Can we do that in the media circles?
Absolutely.
We're doing radio shows and TV shows.
You care for what you wish for, mate.
Nice one,
Trish. No, I had a good idea too.
What's your number?
We forgot it's your second.
No, we don't need to hear your fantasies.
Hey, piss off you two.
Treaders will be back next week.
Where is he?
He's gone. Rush Hour, Jars and Louis.
Triple M.
Triple M rocks Friday night footy with the Friday night huddle, and the star of the show joins us right now, Chris Judd. Juddy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Jars and Louis, thanks for having me.
Well, it's always good to have you, Juddy, and even better when we've got Shortsgate on our mind. What the hell is going on with Carlton Shorts?
I think the shorts look terrific. Well, affectionately referred to down here. It came across my desk a few weeks ago, and I couldn't be proud of what the marketing team put down there on Thursday night. There's some very loud minorities in the media, you two, but off the record, the feedback I'm getting is all very, very positive.
Now, Juddy, there is a suggestion that the pockets at the back are off the back of the Harvey Weinstein saga, so the boys actually know where they can and can't touch.
Not bad. Not bad. You know, I'm not sure what I'm and aren't allowed to laugh to these days.
So yeah, that's a good call.
You're a director of footy.
All right, Juddy, plenty of other things to talk about. A little thing called the protected zone. Would appear a lot of blokes didn't get the memo. AFL are back down a bit today, said most of them were wrong, they were red hot, but surely football clubs would have been aware that it was going to be closely scrutinised given the AFL sends out the memos.
Well, I think they'll be highly aware of it now, won't they? It was pretty, had a big impact on the game in the end. Look, a couple of them were there. I thought the Josh Caddy one in particular for me, where he ran to the players outside and had his arms in the air, and I mean, the only people the player could have kicked you in that case was the crowd.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really getting in the way of anything relevant.
Yeah.
I think they're sometimes the ones where you've just got to use a bit of common sense. And even if you could argue that technically he was in a 10-metre radius of the player, I think in terms of what's really having an impact on that player's ability to make a decision, that's sometimes where I'd like the umpires to use their footballing now a little bit more.
Juddy, tonight the Crows take on Essendon Football Club. Who do you think will win that game? Obviously, the Crows do enjoy playing at Etihad, but Essendon, they've recruited well over summer.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. A lot of good footy judges over here really like Essendon this year. They think they're going to be a bolter. I still really like the Crows. I think the Crows will win. I think both teams have an elite offensive unit and they move the ball really well and really quickly, but I just think the Crows' ability to stand up in defence is probably a bit further ahead of where Essendon's at. And I think we speak about Essendon's off-season trading and, you know, Sard and Stringer and Smith, all really exciting players, probably all fit into that offensive camp as well. So whether or not they can shut down Adelaide's forward movement, that's the concern for mine.
And Port Adelaide have got their three big recruits on show too. Juddy Watts, Motlop and Rockcliffe are all in. Dom Barry gets a look at it as well against Freo here at home in the Twilight game on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, that one. I thought Freo looked really, really sharp against West Coast in that last JLT. And I think Port Adelaide will have a good year and I think they'll probably play finals again. But I've tipped Freo there in a little bit of an upset.
Oh. Gee, that is a big call,
isn't it? Wow.
Juddy, social media is obviously a big thing these days. Will we see you putting on a pair of the blue shorts and maybe just showing people they aren't as bad as first thought and maybe wearing them out and about across the weekend?
If there's some sort of a sponsorship deal put forward, I'll look at it, Louis.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. If the deal's right, anything's possible. But, I've got a pretty full book for my social media responsibilities at the minute.
No, that's a fair call, and 10K wouldn't be out of the question, I wouldn't have thought, Juddy, for throwing them on.
You're our Donald Trump in the comp.
Hey, Gazza Ablett, last one, returns. Obviously no danger field, but Gaz finally will roll out for the Cats and predominantly midfield, according to him.
that's going to be an exciting story. I reckon Hodgie playing his first game.
Yeah, that one too.
That's a good one.
Exciting story as well. I just think with Gaz, I just think people need to temper their expectations a little bit. He'll be 34 years of age this year, and that's my age. Mate, I couldn't get within 100 metres of an actual football ground. So the fact that he's even out there is a testament to how professional he is. And I'm sure he's going to have some huge games this year. But for fans out there thinking he's still a chance to win a Brownlow medal or play 25 games and single-handedly carry them across the line, I think those days for Gaz are probably gone. But he's still going to be a huge player for them nonetheless.
Juddy, last one, Rue the Shorts. Maybe a modesty towel across the plums. Didn't leave much to the imagination last night.
You can't let it go, Juddy.
Look, talk to my people, Louis. I'm not saying it's a different in the
moment. All right. Because I reckon on the modesty towel, we could get another sponsor on there, Juddy. Oh, mate, great to talk to you.
Good on you, mate.
Love it, mate. Keep up the great work. Can't wait for a great year on Triple M footy.
Good on you, gents. Have a good one.
There he is, superstar Chris Judd.
Yeah, good stuff.
And of course, you can hear Juddy tonight and the team, the Friday Huddle team, 5:30 on Triple M's greatest hits on digital radio, or download the Triple M app right now and you can hear it on that as well. Thanks to Mitsubishi March In Drive Away Sale, which is now on. See your Mitsubishi dealer today.
Oh, up next.
Oh, yeah.
Jars. He's got a conundrum. Not sure he knows what it is.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Ranella Mazda. From their family to yours. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think.
He's one of the best callers in the business, he is. Back on the Tube Saturday nights on 7. Hawthorn v Collingwood. I'm talking about James Brayshaw. Oh. Bray, welcome to the Rush Hour and congratulations on the new gig.
Jimmy.
What are you talking about, one of the best?
Yeah, get it right, Lou.
Gave you room to play in. That's what I do.
Hey, boys, always a pleasure to talk to you. Yes, cannot wait tomorrow night. I've got Hawthorn Collingwood at the Triple MCG. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, the wardrobe fitting, how'd it go, Jim?
Yeah, Jimmy.
I tell you what, I had the publicity shots the other day, mm-hmm. and I said, normally I provide the eye candy anywhere I go. I'm not telling you two anything you don't know. And I said, but this lot, I looked at Big Richo. He's a good-looking man, big man, strong, you know, got lots of presence. Mm. So I probably have to lay my guns down a bit there, and Jimmy Bartel, a very good-looking man.
Oh, dear.
Jars, I then swung across and I saw the red-headed Cameron Ling. Yep. I saw big Duke Darcy, he sleeps with his head in a vice.
Yep.
And I put to myself, I actually hold mine.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Jim, I reckon you find yourself on the podium.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, well, you'd have to think so. But I got bristle covered too. He's got a head like a cantaloupe.
Yeah, it's a fair call, mate. It's a fair call. What'd you make of last night? 90-odd thousand there, and let's forget Carlton had their shorts on, but what a performance.
Yeah, nuts. I said on air with Fat Brownless earlier, I reckon it's one of those ball-tickling games. In other words, I reckon Carlton's fans had their nuts tickled a bit because they went, you know, we're a bit more attacking and only losing by 25 points to the reigning Premier. We'll take that. Richmond fans turned around and go, well, we were nowhere near our best. We had 30 more entries and 30 more scoring shots, so we've got plenty to look forward to as well. So I reckon both fans are almost sort of happy.
Yep. Jimmy, what about my boys, the Crows? Take on Essendon tonight. We've lost Tommy Lynch. He's out. We've got a couple of good players out, but we're unearthing three young, talented young footballers. So do you give us a chance over there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are lots of outs, though, which is not what you want round one. So that'll be worrying. Big Texan worries me, Jars.
The foot.
The big boys with feet issues, you know, they can be a thorn in your side for a fair while. Yep. So I hope he's not as bad as potentially it could be. But, look, they bat very deep, Adelaide, and are very well coached and drilled. So I expect them to be very good.
And Port Adelaide, Jim, got big names have come in. They've all performed. Rockcliffe, we get our first look at him. They take on Freo, who are pretty handy. And Juddy, our very own Triple M's very own Juddy, likes them to cause an upset here in Adelaide.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Port have recruited well, actually. I've always been a huge Jack Watts fan. I'd love to see Ken Hinckley get the best out of him because his best is really good. So, I think they've added nicely to what they've got. And Freo will be better, but I don't think they're quite at that standard yet. If this game was in Perth, maybe, but in Adelaide, I think Port will be too good.
Jim, I'd like to explore the ball tickle measurement a little further.
Yes.
With Bucks, obviously, your Saturday night game, he'll be looking for more than a ball tickle, I would suggest.
I know. There's no doubt he's under fire, the great man. And look, I don't know what to make of Collingwood. I tell you what I always say about the JLT. I watch them all, as you blokes do. You only give us stuff about the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because everyone has a crack for half an hour, Jars. You and Louis, you both know this. You played pre-season plenty of times. You have a crack for half an hour, and then, especially the good teams, they just put the cue in the rack.
Put it away. Put it away, Jimmy.
So I reckon, looking at Collingwood, both of their games, they were opened up badly early, and then they sort of boxed back into it, and that worried me a little. Whereas with Hawthorn, both times, they were real good early, and then didn't give us stuff after that. So I think they're going to be up against it, Collingwood, but... mate, again, MCG, two tenant clubs.
Nice.
Who knows?
Bro, I know we're talking footy, but gee, Pat Cummins' effort over in South Africa with the
Jimmy.
Nut was pretty sweet.
Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, love him. I tell you what, he's a ripper, Pat Cummins. He's a ripper bloke for a start.
Yeah.
You boys would love him. And he just has a crack. He reminds me actually a lot of Merv Hughes. I think he's probably going to be better than Merv, and that's a big statement because Merv was an unbelievably good player for Australia. 200 test wickets at 28 or whatever he took. So, but this bloke has got a lot of that in him. He just charges in. Every ball is 100%, and I reckon he's fantastic. I loved how he bowled in the subcontinent a couple of years ago. His Ashes series, I thought he was our best fast bowler.
Yep.
And this, he's been brilliant. Jimmy, so, and he bats and fields well. He's a ripper.
I reckon he bowls the best bouncer in world cricket at the moment.
Yep, and I should know, Jars, because I spent 10 years getting the shit bounced out of me by everyone.
Exactly.
Mate, I saw your videos.
I used to walk out to bat, and off-spinners started bouncing me.
What do you reckon that was, Jim?
Because I was good-looking and well-educated, and chicks loved me and all that sort of shit. So, a fair nigger had a target on my head. This is true.
Yep.
In my first year, I got hit in the head in Brisbane by Carl Rackerman.
Yep.
And I had those helmets on with the side pieces because the grill sort of hadn't come out much by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, it conked me on the top of the head. I don't even know where the ball went. My head was sort of rattling. And I'm standing there. Greg Ritchie walked up to me and he said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah, mate, I'm fine." He said, "Well, you might want to put your helmet back on properly. It had turned sideways on my head." So I had one earpiece under my chin and the other earpiece on the top of my lobe. But I didn't even know what had happened.
Outstanding, mate. Cannot wait to see you in action Saturday night, the Channel 7 team. Rip it apart like you normally do.
Well done, mate.
Well, I love you too.
Take care.
James Brochure on, of course, 7 tonight, live and free coverage from 7 o'clock. Crows taking on the Bombers. Black Panthers.
Right, now your cricket side. This is your final game tomorrow. You're taking on Norwood.
Yeah, I don't want to bring the opposition in.
You don't.
Yeah, look, it's a bubble out there, Jars.
And my
boys are conditioned to it. You know, I don't want to seem like the AFL umpires being questioned at half time. I don't want the opposition to use stage fright just because they got a bit of air time down Media Street and then not be able to cope. So I'm going to leave the opposition out of it.
Okay. How they train this week and the attitude. No, it's a
final game.
For
those who don't know, Kangaroo Cricket, Year 2, Burnside Boys, Black Panthers, they're my lads.
They're the West Indians of the 80s.
We're currently 5-0. It's a fast bowling cartel led by young Taj, who just think of him, Imran Khan.
All over.
In his prime.
Yeah.
18-step run-up.
Yeah.
Flowing,
shirt undone.
Flowing locks, just two buttons done around about the belly button and just coming in and just shaping it out. Just shaping away, right. Shaping away.
Is
and
he
just nagging. No. No, he's not. We rotate the captaincy in my book. I took a leaf out of Grant Thomas's lead, and I said it's a rotational. And tell you what, if you feel like doing it, young Harry Bates. Batesy's captain tomorrow.
Oh, Batesy. Woo. Good boy, Batesy.
Stand up for Bates. He's had a great summer. Great summer.
So he'll be watching the cricket all night?
Well, here's the catch, and this is why I wanted to bring it up today, because I can't get around the boys, you know. I don't want to be ringing parents and sort of getting them involved and putting pressure on the kids, but I'm going to put a plea out to all the mums and dads tonight with the Crows playing tonight. Please don't let the kids sit up too late.
You got United on.
Don't let them sit up too late. There's a lot on the telly tonight. I need them focused, fresh, and re-energised for the morning.
And what if they're taking their young, they've got a young girlfriend out tonight for a cup of tea or a hot dog or something?
They know.
How old are they?
That date night is only for me, the coach. Friday night, date night, my house. The rest of them, they're only 7, if not 8. They're not out on any dates. And I don't want them up late.
Right. All right? What's the curfew, please?
For me, I would have thought at the latest, quarter time of the footy. Is that fair, Cole?
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, it's bloody 7, mate. 7 o'clock bus in my house.
What time's your colt going to bed?
Between 7 and 7:30. All right. You know what? Probably early, maybe quarter to 7, given it's date night. I might just show him in a little earlier.
You'll show him in his room.
And you know what the catch is for me on tonight? His sister, my daughter. Yeah. She's 9, she's got gym, and that doesn't finish till bloody 8. You reckon that doesn't play havoc with my plans? No,
he's going to shut that. Right, so big game.
Just a big game for the boys.
6 and zip.
Just want to let them know. We could be undefeated for the first term. All right, just so for the lads, please don't stay up too late. All right. Batesy, I'm going to leave it with you if you want to call the boys. You want to make a phone call?
Yeah.
Just check in on them.
Yeah.
Curfew.
Good.
Yeah. How about this? What about this? Last bit. Andy, who's in his tennis grand final. I wish you all the best.
Good luck, Andy.
And he's happy, he said. I'm happy. He goes, if I get down early, I'll just go down swinging. He's going to make it to the last game.
Brilliant.
He wants to be a part of Black Panther's history.
What you've developed this.
Culture. That's what I'm calling it. Black Panther culture.
Well, good luck tomorrow,
And I'll tell
mate.
You right.
good.
I'm lifting the lid on the wicket celebrations tomorrow too, Jazz. If we get one, we're going berserk. Berserk, we're going to go tomorrow. I don't care what they do tomorrow.
It's the Rush Hour, Jazz and Louis.
Go Black Panthers.
Chris Judd at 4:10.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. The weekend is here, and we're calling it, Jazz. It has started. If you're lucky enough to be knocking the top off one or two, good on you. Nice. One for us. James Brayshaw, 4:30. Chris Judd in about 10 minutes to talk all things football. Bray, of course, debuting Channel 7 Saturday Night Footy.
Great got addition.
A new gig.
Yep.
Looking forward to JB.
Yes, sir.
And Juddy, well, we're going to find out what the hell's going on at Carlton with those shorts and what those patches on the back actually really mean. Mm. All right. How good were the Aussies to fight back in the third test, sir, in South Africa? Your man, Pat Cummins,
love him,
destroyed them with a spell of bowling we haven't seen for quite some time. Have a listen to him destroy and run through the South Africans.
It's in the air and it's out. He will be bitterly disappointed with that, AB de Villiers. Well, there's an edge and another wicket. Fluff to Vasine, look to the heavens after he played that shot, and the catch was taken quite easy by Smith.
Oh, great cricket. Really, Australia hot at the moment.
What a spell from Pat Cummins.
Brilliant, 4 for 12.
Unbelievable.
Brutal bowling. They were 2 for 220.
Yep.
And looking at a massive first inning score, South Africa.
Yes, good.
On a very bouncy wicket, and they're currently 8 for 262. He bowls the best bouncer in the world, Paddy Cummings.
Absolutely.
Best bouncer in the world.
He can stay sound.
And he's now, a gun.
Even more important, how's the names he got out? That's always good to reset. A.B. de Villiers, which stands for?
Abraham.
Hmm?
Oh, I've forgotten. Bernard.
Murph.
Nice J.
Comfy. S-A-J.
Is it?
Yeah.
A.B. de Villiers.
I reckon it's James, Abraham James.
Is it Abraham James?
But you're what on the Abraham? That was
It's actually A.B.
No.
Yeah, A.B. de Villiers.
Oh, it is too, yeah.
Fennec and Murph Jones, you were right. Murph, you were wrong.
You're right. Caro.
That is a rush effort. And call me Carolyn.
Caro, sorry, mate.
Oh, no.
And Faf du Plessis.
Yeah, you love that one, don't you?
Fantastic stuff. Well done. Yeah.
That's on tonight, too. On top of holy powder, you know I'm getting very excited.
Put your guns back in the holster, all right, because that is coming up very soon.
Mate.
But right now,
it's Die
Friday, so let's do the quiz with no name.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs every weekday at 4.
Let's get quizzical.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters.
Don't make bumper to bumper a reality.
Keep your brakes in good working order.
With over 20 branches, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
AB de Villiers has been like Mark Ricciuto for so many years. It's actually Ricciuto and it's AJ de Villiers. Who's playing for the quiz today, Jar?
He's back again. Young Sean from Nuri is back on the line from the quiz with no name. G'day, Sean. Welcome.
How you going, boys?
All right. We had a bit of trouble yesterday.
We lost yesterday. Mate.
Right, We did trouble yesterday.
Don't worry, mate. Friday, it's die day, so you're in luck. I'm about to roll it. Would you like me to do anything with it? Do you want to blow on it? What do you want to do with it?
Shawnee.
Nah, just give it a good luck kiss, mate. That's all I need.
Okay. Oh, go, Lou. Oh, nice.
Righto, mate. Here we go. Whatever I roll up, that's the multiplier on the Automasters. The lifelines. Give me six.
Yeah. You got two, champ.
Two.
You got three.
Really sorry. No, two times one, mate.
It's two.
Yeah.
Three. So how many
have
I got, sorry?
You got two.
I'm sorry, confused me a bit.
No, Jars is a little confused, that's all. Sorry, mate, poor rolling by me. Okay.
Right. We shouldn't have kissed it.
Well, I didn't want to, he asked
and
me.
And big juicy lips went on it.
Let's see what I roll in just for...
No.
No, you can't. No, what is it?
No, it was for S
what
and Giggles.
What is it?
S and Giggles. Faff? S and Giggles, Faff.
Four. Four eye.
See, unlucky. Stiff.
Let's go. Righto, Sean, you ready?
I am ready.
Good luck, mate.
Here we go. Number one, how many goals did Dustin Martin kick last night?
One.
Who top scored for South Africa last night?
Hashimandla.
Which supercar's driver is currently second in the points standing? Which supercar driver?
He's our boy.
Automasters.
Which sportsman said these words? It was harder than it looked earlier this week. It was harder than it looked.
I've got no
Automasters. Yep. Okay, there's your two done.
These questions are
What medal did Kelvin Smith win on Wednesday night?
Brevin medal.
How many races in a row has Winks won?
22.
Okay, who took four wickets for the Aussies on day one in the third test against South Africa?
Pat Cummins.
Easy on the accents, mate. Which AFL player is playing game number 250 this weekend?
Scott Sherwood.
Okay, how many players are playing their first game for Port Adelaide against Freo on Saturday?
4.
And what sport is actor John Cena famous for?
Oh,
I'll take it.
WWE. I didn't hear the last question.
Yeah,
so.
John Cena. John WWE what?
E.
Yeah.
WWE.
Good. It's not really a sports franchise, but we'll work with it. Let's go, Murph.
Analyzing now.
One, two, three, four, five. Correct.
What? Oh, geez, that's tight.
No, it's actually 6.
Yeah. No. What? Oh, hang on.
One, two.
I've got 7.
Possibly 7, yep. I've had a bad, bad quiz, haven't I?
You have.
Yep.
Shawnee, $70.
$70? Yep. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'd take that too. Better than a kick in the nuts, mate. Well played. Number
Thank
two,
you,
Lou. Good on you, Shawnee. Take care, mate. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Sean. Yep,
good
boy. You too. Number two, for those playing along at home, who top scored for the South Africans last night? Dean Elgar, 121 not
batted beautifully.
Out.
Batted not very well.
Hashim Elmer, Amla. Dave Reynolds, the supercar driver who's currently second. That's Automasters number one. Automasters number two. Who said the words, which sportsman? It was harder than it looked, sir.
You did sound like Steve Smith.
Steve Smith. I didn't even get called to give evidence of what it felt like. Winks has won 23 in a row.
Oh, she's a beautiful
Think
horse.
Warnie, thinks Jordan. 23.
Okay.
And he got a Scott Selwood in there, which AFL
well, player. It's Joel, it's not Scott.
Yeah,
so
I know.
He got it wrong.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay, okay.
Because
okay.
It was wrong. Yeah. Game number 250.
And he goes above the shoulders too.
And he goes way up there. And how about the Geelong advertiser handing out bandages for everybody in the crowd? Wear around their head, Selwood style.
He'll get split.
Yeah,
he'll split himself
well,
up. There's no
the history,
doubt.
So
some,
everyone can look like
he'll
him.
Get some clarity
and honour him by having your head bandaged up.
Brilliant,
fantastic.
That's
work.
A great idea.
Tell you what's a great idea: catching up with Chris Judd on the Friday Huddle next here on the Rush Hour.
Charles and Louis, and don't make bumper to bumper a reality. Keep your brakes in good working order. 20 branches, 1300 Automasters. James Brayshaw coming up within the next 20 minutes. The Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Louis and family, what a night of SA sport that's going to be happening across the evening. I'm in a complete frenzy.
Yeah.
I am so worked up. I don't know what to do tonight.
Let's go through what we've got on.
Right. Well, let's talk. The Crows take on Essendon on the TV tonight at 7:20.
Yep.
Our boys' first game.
Yep.
Then we go down the road to Hindmarsh Stadium. Adelaide United take on Newcastle, who are running hot, who are playing sexy football at 7:30, Luke.
And don't forget the tip-off for the 36ers taking on Melbourne United.
Game three
of a grand final series in Melbourne, 7 p.m. our time.
And then Aussie, South Africa, day two, third test, seventh at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
My remote control's under siege.
It
I don't
is.
Know what to do. I'm in a frenzy.
You've missed one there.
Oh, no.
Your extensive prep for DSL. All
right, and bugger that.
And, of course, many people don't know this, but you're very much the Warren Buffett of sports, so you'll have one eye on the market as well.
So what do I do, Lee? The family and I, we're going to be our remote controls. I've just reloaded the new batteries.
Good.
So I've got them all locked up in me.
Clever, Caro.
Right. The beer's got some fridge in it.
Nice.
Right?
The fridge has got
some beer in it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Sorry.
Talking in riddles. I love it. Someone's
so
excited.
I'm going to rip all the TVs out and put them in one room.
Yeah, a mega wall.
That's it. That's the only way I can cope through tonight.
You need a Channel 7 mega wall.
There you go.
And you need to be able to just cast a vast eye over all of the sporting landscape. And then if you want, have your central TV that you dial in on for the big screen action.
I love it.
That's what you need.
I've got it because I can't miss a thing tonight.
Because at the moment, you'll be borrowing Maz's TV from upstairs.
Yeah, the upstairs. Dan, that's got to come downstairs. The TV out the back's got to come down inside.
Jeez.
So I've got to find the other one in the garage.
What about the one that the magpie shat on that time? Where does that go?
That's the big one. That's the big daddy.
Oh,
yeah, that's got to stay there. So I'm so worked up. And you know what? I've been working on my fingers and my wrists.
Yeah.
Because those remotes are going to get a thumping tonight, Ruth.
It's cool. Who'd you call him?
Luke.
Roo?
No, Luke.
Dexterity was the word you're looking for.
Dexterity?
Did he call me Roo?
I'm still disturbed by the word thumping.
Yeah. I mean, don't do that to your remotes. We all know that.
I won't be throwing them either.
Because I don't.
If we're down, I won't be throwing them.
On Monday, I don't want a backlash of a remote's hashtag me too.
James Brayshaw in 10 minutes.
Oh, Lou. Good luck.
The Rush Hour's Worst on Ground 3-2-1 votes. Presented by Maddie the Boss.
One vote goes to Louis for his hypocrisy. Talking about a dog getting hit by a car on Tuesday, he was pretending to be politically correct.
And I said to the lady, I said, little sausage dog. Well, I mean, Dashan, is that PC these days, sausage dog?
Nah.
It's fine.
Nah, it's good. I just thought, given where we're heading, if you didn't say it right. Nah. Yeah,
but then 5 minutes later, making predictions for the AFL season ahead, he was more than happy to use fruity language willy-nilly.
When the sun's out, the plums are out on this show. Joe Dana will win the Coleman and we'll win the Brownlow.
Jeez. Yeah. You have uncut.
Sun's out.
The plums are hanging
plums
by the... Plums are back in
put
now.
Put them back in.
Exactly. Put them back in, and if you want to talk about plums and sausages, it better be barbecue and fruit platter related. Two votes goes to Jars mincing his words on a turn of phrase. Have a listen to this during the stiff or soft segment.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah,
Redbacks
sure.
Go from boom to dust. Stiff or soft.
Oh. Spoons.
What was that?
Yeah,
boom to dust.
Yeah.
Boom to dust.
Boom.
Boom. To dust.
Yeah, it's not the same though.
Yeah, they've gone from boom to dust. Here comes
the boom. Ready or not. Boom
the Redbacks.
That's boom or bust.
Oh, shit, it is too. I can't read my own bloody writing.
Jesus.
I do apologise.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
Oh, gee.
I had dust.
Yeah, I know that. You said it three times.
Oh, you idiot.
So you wrote dust, but you also said you can't read your writing.
Redbacks.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Boom or bust.
Boom or boom or dust.
It's actually a segment called Stiff and Soft.
When it comes to Jar Stuff Ups, this is just the tip of the iceberg on the cake. That's why he gets three votes for this week's Worst on Ground. Some of his recent predictions have been way off the mark. First, it was for his flippant long-range weather forecast.
Anything out there for the weather tonight?
It'll be nice. Yeah, it's going to be we've got some good weather coming through. We've got rain coming in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, all right? That's all I can say.
Oh, jeez.
That's a long-range forecast.
It's the 18-day forward forecast with Jar.
The worst prediction, however, was from the Jackal.
Call him the Jackal.
Andrew Jarman's hitman alter ego, who targets politicians and sports stars. He's missed his last four targets. Louis can explain.
I just want to give you the backstories required for the Jackal segment today. Is Jars and I were in discussion. I sort of picked the brains out of the four that were on the board. He said, all right, well, I need the fresh start. And then said, allow me to name four new targets. Correct. And here's what Jars said.
Can I give you four new names for you and the family that'll be put on the whiteboard?
Are they worth? Is it worth writing them down? Is anything going to happen?
I'll start off now with Stephen Marshall from the Liberal Party.
The Jackal.
His own party will terminate him. Yeah. So he's gone.
I mean, that's Premier Stephen Marshall. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep, he is. Congratulations. Yeah.
At least Jars is modest in defeat.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. The ironic thing about it all is that on that previous list of four that you wiped clean,
who was on there?
Jay Weatherall.
Oh, that's right.
The Jackal has really gone from boom to dust recently.